Markets closed higher for the week after seeing encouraging signs in inflation data, as well as being boosted by strong quarterly results from major US banks. US Treasuries moved lower towards the end of the week as inflation data moved in line with expectations, increasing 2.9% year over year. The favorable inflation data reignited bets that the Fed will continue to ease monetary policy, with the rates markets now pricing in June as the first rate cut for the year. Sentiment was also boosted by a strong start to the fourth quarter earnings season, with major US banks delivering quarterly beats driven by investment management activity and trading gains. In China, a plethora of data came out towards the end of the week, including GDP that showed growth of 5% for the year, in line with expectations. Retail sales increased 3.5%, industrial production up 5.8%, and the drop in house price index slowed. In the UK, data disappointed, with GDP and retail sales increasing lower than expected. The rates market increased its rate cut expectations, pricing in a 75% probability of a cut at their first meeting on the 6th of February. Looking at the week ahead, focus will be on US President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration today, with the US market also closed on account of Martin Luther King Day. Investors continue to keep an eye on potential policy changes announced in the first few days, especially on tariffs, deregulation, and immigration. Earnings season accelerates this week, including Netflix, Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, and American Express. It's also a big week for transport names, including many rail and airlines, providing a look at consumer travel trends and demand for goods from companies and consumers. On the economic front, Japan will hold its interest rate decision and release inflation data on Friday. The market is expecting a rate increase of 25 basis points. We are also expecting global PMI readings towards the end of the week. The annual World Economic Forum also takes place this week in Davos, Switzerland, and should generate interesting headlines. Turning to South Africa, it promises to be a busy week ahead, with Woolworths, Mr. Price, and TFG poised to kick off the much-anticipated festive period trading updates, which are expected to act as significant market movers. On the economic front, the highlight will be the release of December's consumer inflation data on Wednesday, projected to increase slightly from the 2.9% recorded in November. That's it for now. Have a great week.